Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of International Gal. Thank you for coming back, and I really hope you enjoyed the first episode, and welcome to the second one. Originally, I was going to invite my friend Melissa to come to today's episode and talk to me about her international student experience, but she unfortunately couldn't make it today, so I'll have her on next week instead.
Feeling like I'm stuck in the middle and feeling like I don't really belong to.
Oh my god, sorry. I'm recording this podcast in my car right now. And someone just passed by and it was really scary because it's pretty late at night right now. Anyways, so basically I'm gonna talk about one of the hardest part that I feel like being an international student, which is feeling like you're stuck in the middle and feeling like you don't really belong anywhere. So as I mentioned the last episode, I went to an international school back in middle school and high school. Everyone who went to international school pretty much had similar background. It's either you're Taiwanese, but you've been in international school for a while, or you're a foreigner who came to Taiwan, who was a missionary kid, or for whatever reason, and you have lived in Taiwan for a while. So we were all pretty much bilingual and multicultural. There was like a term that we always use back in school was that we're all pretty much third culture kids. Third culture kids is you don't have like a specific culture where you belong to, and like you're kind of a mixture of a lot of different cultures, or at least two cultures. So for me, I would identify myself as like a third culture kid because I feel like I definitely the Taiwanese culture has definitely impacted me all my life, but at the same time, I went to an international school, so like the American culture has also impacted me really early on. So I feel like I'm a third culture kid because I'm kind of stuck in the middle. I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about that term here, so I feel like I should just put it out there and explain what it means. So being a third culture kid obviously was really hard, but being in high school, because everyone
who I went to high school with was basically third culture kids, we can all really relate with each other.
I had a friend, her name was Melody, and she was basically the most Taiwanese girl I've ever seen, but she was like highly influenced by the Taiwanese culture, but she was white, and it was just really interesting to see. And I also had a friend, Josh. He was always really into like stuff from different cultures, and he really looked into that, and I just feel like all the different like Asian cultures have really impacted him. So it was just really funny to see how like you can see a Taiwanese who grew up in Taiwan but has been in an international school all her life be basically like the kids who was raised here. And you can also see like people like my friend Melody, who moved to Taiwan only a few years ago but has been highly impacted by the Taiwanese culture. And I could almost say that I feel like she was like more Taiwanese than I was, which was really interesting. Obviously, back in high school, we could all really relate with each other. Coming to college, especially at Chapman, when the international students population was so small, I think like we had like an international student orientation, and I think only like 60 or 80 people went, which is so small because the freshman class was like our class was like 2,000 people. So just imagine how small the international student population was. And a lot of people went to the international orientation because they've lived overseas like at some point in their life, but it's not like they were necessarily international. So like to also subtract those people, the international student population were extremely small. And it was hard at first to really find someone that can connect with me and can understand what being like a third culture kid's like, because a lot of people
who were international students also went to just basic, like, local middle school, local high school back home, and they really just came to college to learn English or just, like, for a new experience. But for me, it was because I went to an international school, so that almost made it harder to even find people who had the same background as me. So I tried going to, like, a few on-campus clubs that, such as APSA, which is like Asian Pacific Student Union or Association, and like CASA, like Korean Association, and there's now also like Taiwanese club. I don't know the exact word, but yeah. But I've tried going to all these clubs, but I didn't really feel like I fit in completely. I love the people there, but also at the same time, I just feel like, I don't know, I just always feel different. I just always feel like I couldn't completely fit in. And then I also decided freshman year to go through sorority rush. And when I was rushing, it was just really hard because it seemed like no international student was in any sorority. And it was just really hard to connect with people. And I was second guessing myself whether I should actually go through with it or just drop. And I was just having a really hard time because I feel like I couldn't really relate to the people in the clubs that I was in, but I also couldn't really relate to people when I was rushing for sorority, and I just feel really alone, and I didn't really know what to do. But eventually, I decided to go through with it and decided to join a sorority, and I actually, interestingly, my big is an international student from Japan, so we can really, really relate with each other on that, and I'm really happy that I found her. And I was also pretty involved in CASA my second semester of freshman year, but not really anymore as a sophomore because I'm so busy with sorority work and like schoolworks and stuff. But basically, I feel like the whole process was really hard for me, especially as a freshman, to really find my group of people because obviously I wasn't like the people who grew up here. But at the same time, I also couldn't really relate to a lot of the international students who went to local school back home and just came here for college. So it was really hard to just relate to people and to really find my group of people. But I'm really glad that I found a group of friends right now that I can really relate to. But at the same time, I also feel like I'm losing my language, my first language. Like, I like don't really speak Chinese here because all my friends don't really know how to speak Chinese. All my friends speak English here, and I don't really have an opportunity to speak Chinese to anyone. Like, I only speak Chinese when I, like, call my parents, which is pretty rare. So, I feel like I'm losing my first language, and I don't really have a first language anymore, because obviously, I didn't grow up here, so I still have an accent speaking English, and my English is obviously not my first language, it's not the best, but my Chinese is not the best anymore either, so I just feel like I don't really have a first language. And which is like a really funny thing that we call back home, we call like a mixture, like we talk in a mixture of like Chinese and English, and we just call it Chinglish, and I like almost feel like Chinglish is my first language, which is kind of bad, but it's okay. Yeah, so like I just really feel like that was like one of the biggest struggle that I had to go through coming here to the US, is that like trying to find myself and trying to find that identity, being a third culture kid, like feeling like I'm always stuck in the middle. I went out and eat with my big about a month ago, and I remember having like the longest conversation with her about this. Like, we were talking about like dating life in general, like we were talking about how it's really hard to like also find someone that we're compatible with, like to find someone to date here, because we can't really date someone who's like local anymore, who's like from back home. But at the same time, we also can't really relate to the people who just like grew up here, and it was just really hard to find someone who understand like our situation, who understand what it's like feeling like we're stuck in the middle and what it's like being involved in so many cultures. Like, it sounds like a good thing, like being a third culture kid or like being so culture, or like having the opportunity to study abroad. And obviously I'm super thankful that I got to come here, but at the same time it's really hard, like it's really hard finding yourself because you feel like you're constantly stuck in the middle. You feel like you don't fit in with either of the culture, and it's so rare to find people in the third culture, like to find people who has the same like struggle as you do or who has the same background as you do. So like my big and I were basically just talking about like how dating and like finding someone is really hard, because it's hard to find someone who can really understand like what it's like our culture background and like what it's like being like a third culture kid, you know. But I just feel really lucky to have find like a group of friends who like can understand me and who I can really relate to, so that I'm really happy about. But yeah, it's definitely still something that I'm going through and I'm trying to get through daily. And it's just like I'm trying to go through, because no matter where I go, I kind of feel like I'm a foreigner. Like, when I go back home, I don't know if it's because, like, the way I dress or, like, the way I look. Like, people speak English to me, and I'll be like, oh, I've legit lived here all my life. Like, I know how to speak Chinese. Like, I'm Taiwanese, you know? Like, I've lived here all my life. Like, I'm not a foreigner. But at the same time, being here, I'm also feel as a foreigner. And yeah, it's just really hard. And I think one of the hardest thing that I had to go through freshman year was when I got into a car accident. So I was basically backing out from my driveway, and I wasn't completely out yet. Like, I was still like half of my car was still in the driveway. And this car came speeding out of nowhere. I think he like turned out and he didn't see me backing out. So he like hit my car, and it was like a pretty bad accident. Me and two of my friends were in it, in the car, and he was just driving alone. And when the police came, like, he was this white 16 years old boy, and then his parents, both of his parents, his girlfriend, like, they all came, but like I was alone, and I was alone because my parents are obviously not here. They're back home, and my sister lives in LA, so no one could come. And I was just alone with two of my friends. And the police, like, was talking to the parents of that boy for the longest time. But the police didn't even try and hear, like, my side of story of what happened. And in fact, when I, like, tried and explained to him what actually happened, he questioned me. So basically, like, the speed limit on my street was 30, but by the damage that the guy did to my car, there was no way that he was going 30. And at the same time, he was underage driving without a license, but the police wouldn't hear me out, and he basically just concluded that the accident was my fault and I had to pay full responsibility. And the family was crying in front of the police, but once the police left, they like looked at me and laughed. And I've never felt so alone and humiliated, because I feel like my voice was not heard, because I'm just this small Asian girl against like a whole big family that was from here. And I don't know, I just feel really alone. And that was like probably one of the hardest thing that I've experienced here, but I've also learned a lot from it. And and throughout the years, and like after being here for 1.5 years, like I've become more confident in who I am and my cultures. And I'm starting to accept, like, okay, it's fine. Like, it's fine that I don't belong completely to both cultures, but at the same time, I should be happy and I should be glad that I get to experience two cultures. And I am so impacted by both of those cultures that I am who I am today. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. And although it can be hard sometimes, that I am so, like, beyond lucky to have this experience to be studying here. So yeah, I feel like I've been just ranting this whole episode. But I really do hope that you guys found it helpful, and I'll see you guys next time. Thank you.